Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the fifth chapter of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. In this parak, the Rambam will discuss the concept of having a set calendar, as we are familiar with nowadays, rather than how they used to do it, as described in the previous parakim. Halacha Aleph. Kol ma she'amarnu b'kviyas Rosh Chodesh al Ri'ah, ve'ibra ha'shana b'pnei hazman u'pnei ha'tzorech, ein osu noso el ha'sanhedrin sh'be'etz Yisrael, o beistin ha'smuchim be'etz Yisrael, sh'ninu lahen ha'sanhedrin rishas. Everything that has thus far been discussed, with regards to setting a new month based off of witness testimony, and with regards to adding a month to make a year a leap year for some reason based off the timing or based off of other necessity, this can only be done by the Sanhedrin, the high Jewish court in Eretz Yisrael, or by a Sanhedrin, a Beis Din of people that had received formal rabbinic authority, smicha, in Eretz Yisrael, and the Sanhedrin had given them that permission to do so. Shekach nemar lemoshe l'aron, hachodesh zeh lachem, rosh chadashim, the pasuk says, "This month shall be for you the beginning of the months." And we have learned through our Masorah, one man stretching back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that the explanation of this phrase is that this testimony, this concept of following their words with regards to when it was a new month, is handed over to you, Moshe and Aaron, the leaders of the Bnei Yisrael, and to all those who come after you and fill your place. Abos Mach ain't shum Sanhedrin Eretz Yisrael. However, in a time period when there is no Sanhedrin in Eretz Yisrael, ain't Kovin Chadashim ve'ain Mabim Shanim el b'cheshbon ze shanu mechashin bo'ayom. Then we do not set the months or the years in accordance with anything other than the calculation which we use nowadays. Halacha Beis. V'davar ze halacha l'moshe m'sinayu. This concept is one which we have received passed down through the generations from Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. She was manchi yis Sanhedrin koven al piya ri'ah. It was manchi ancient Sanhedrin koven al piya cheshbon hazeh she'anu mechashbon bo hayom ve'ein hizkakin l'ri'ah. In the days when we have a Sanhedrin, we set it based off of the citing of witnesses. And in a time when there is no Sanhedrin, so then we set it based off of the calculations that we make that we do to this very day, and we don't care about any witness testimony. El pa'amim she'ya yom she'koven bo b'cheshbon zeh hu yom ha'ri'ah o kerem lo bayom o achar bayom. Sometimes this calculation that we make and set the calendar in accordance with it will determine that day of the sighting of the moon will be a little bit before, a little bit after, or on that very day. And it is, however, very, very strange for the day that we decide to establish as Rosh Chodesh to be a day which comes after somebody has seen the new moon, because that's really only possible in the lands that are to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Now, at what stage did the Jewish people all begin to use this same calendar, the same calculation system? It was at the time of the end of the era of the Amoraim, those sages that are mentioned in the Gemara, in the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi, when Eretz Yisrael was destroyed and there did not remain any longer a set Beis Din. However, during the days of the Tanam, during the days of the Amoraim, all the way down to the later Amoraim, 4th, 5th generation Amoraim, like Abaye and Rava, they would base it off of the setting of the calendar that was in Eretz Yisrael. Halacha Dalet. K'shayas HaSanhedrin Kayemes, Fein Koven Al Ri'ah. When the Sanhedrin was around, and they would establish the calendar based off of witness testimony, Hayu B'nei Eretz Yisrael V'chol Makomo Shemagiyin Alein Shluchei Tishrei Osin Yom Tovim Yom Echad Bilvad. So the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, and those that were in places close enough that the messengers, with regards to the month of Tishrei, would still be able to reach them, as we described in earlier Prakim, to inform them when it would be Yom Tov, they would keep Yom Tov as a single day, because they were convinced this was the right day. However, the places that were too far away, too distant, for the messengers of Beis Din, with regards to the month of Tishrei, to be able to reach them, they would make it 2 days of Yontif out of doubt because they weren't certain which day the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had established the month. Halacha hei, bizman hazeh she'ein sham Sanhedrin based in shel Eretz Yisrael, koven al cheshbon zeh. Nowadays, where there is no Sanhedrin or based in Eretz Yisrael, which is setting the calendar based off their calculations, haya minach din sheyu b'chol makomos osin yom tov echad bilvad, afila makomos harachokos shemchotz laretz, kimo Bnei Eretz Yisrael. So then, it would have made sense to say every place, even the places which are far away from Eretz Yisrael, out there in the diaspora, that everybody should just keep one day of Yom Tov, since we're following a set calendar. Sha'akol al cheshbon echad somchen v'kovin, since everybody's relying on the same fixed calendar. Aval tekanas chachamim hu sheyizaharu b'minhag avoseihem shebideihem. However, there was a rabbinic enactment that the people should continue to carefully retain the minhag, the custom, that their forefathers had. Therefore, any place where these messengers from Beis Din could not have reached by the time of Tishrei, so then Yasu Shnei Yamim Bafilu Bizman Hazeh, they should make 2 days of Yom Tov even nowadays. Just as they did back in the day when the people in Eretz Yisrael would base their calendar on the sighting of witnesses. However, the people in the land of Israel itself, in Eretz Yisrael, are allowed to keep still 1 day of Yom Tov, because that's just what they always had done back when it was set based off of Beis Din. Nimtza Yom Tov Sheni Shanu Osnim Galios Bizman Hazeh Midrei Sofrim Shetiknu Davar Zeh. Therefore, it emerges, the Rambam tells us, the second day of Yom Tov, which we have outside of Eretz Yisrael, in the diaspora, that is a rabbinic mandate. It is an enactment set up by the rabbis. Halacha Zayin. Yom Tov Shereshit Shana Bizman Shehayu Koven Al Ra'iyah Hayu Rov Bnei Eretz Yisrael Osen Oso Shnei Yamim Misafek. Uniquely, the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, even in the days when Beis Din would set the calendar based off of the testimony of individuals who had claimed to see the new moon, most of the people in Eretz Yisrael also would be keeping 2 days out of doubt. The fish aloha you yodin yom shekavu bo Beis Din esachodesh she'enash luchin yotzim yom tov, because they too, just like everybody else, wouldn't know which day Beis Din had declared to be the new month, because they wouldn't send out the messengers on Yom Tov. Halachas. And not only that, even in Yerushalayim itself, there were many times, though the Beis Din was actually located there, that they would make 2 days of Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. Because if witnesses didn't come the whole 30th day, they would have to treat that day as a case of Yontif, just in case it actually was Yontif. And then the next day, which actually now would be Yontif, they would also treat as Yontif. And therefore, since they would keep it as a 2-day Yontif, even at a time where they would set the months based on the sightings of the witnesses, his kinu shayu osen afilu bnei Yisrael oso tamid shnei yamim bazman hazeh shekoven al cheshbon. Chazal further enacted that nowadays, even the people in Eretz Yisrael, everybody should always be keeping 2 days of Yontif on Rosh Hashanah. You see from this, therefore, that even the second day of Yontif of Rosh Hashanah nowadays is a rabbinic enactment. Making 1 day of Yom Tov is not dependent on the distance one would have had from the Beis Din in Yerushalayim alone. Ketzad, the Rambam is now going to illustrate. If you have a place which is 5 or less days away, for sure, from Yerushalayim, and therefore it's very possible that messengers could have gone there, we don't say that the people in this place only make 1 day of Yom Tov. Because who's to say that the messengers actually reached this place? Maybe the messengers were never sent to this place, because there were no Jews there. And maybe it was only after they had started setting a calendar for all time, without based off of sighting, that the Bnei Yisrael began to move into that area, and they kept 2 days. Or maybe there was some blockade which would prevent Jews from going across this path or to reach this particular area, as there often was in the days of the Tanakh. Or perhaps the non-Jews would prevent the messengers from passing by them, and therefore nobody had ever reached this place. Accordingly, one would have to keep 2 days there as well. And were the matter to be dependent only upon the distance geographically from Yerushalayim, then everybody in Egypt would also make 1 day of Yontif. Because it's very possible that from Yerushalayim to Mitzrayim, the messengers could have made it in the month of Tishrei. Because from Yerushalayim to Mitzrayim, If you go by the west coast down through the city of Ashkelon, it only takes 8 days or less. V'chein rov Syria, and the same thing is true also from Yerushalayim all the way to most of Syria. Halamadatash ena davar talei b'yosef makom karov. From the fact that we see that people don't keep 1 day of Yontif there, but rather they keep 2 days, you see that the matter is dependent not only upon the distance from Yerushalayim, geographically, but also based on other factors, whether or not the messengers actually went there. Halach Yud Aleph. Nimsa ikar davar zeh al derech zu kachu. Therefore, what emerges is as follows. Kol makom shish beino ben Yerushalayim halach yeser al aseres yamim gemurim, osin shnei yamim l'olam, kimenal gam mikodem. Any place which is 10 or more days away from Yerushalayim, 10 complete days, so then they keep 2 days of Yontif as it always was. So ein shluchei kol tishrei v'tishrei magiyin elo makom shebeino ben Yerushalayim halach asar yamim apachos. Because the messengers that were sent out every year by Tishrei would only reach places that were within 10 days' distance. However, if it was a place which was able to reach there from Yerushalayim in 10 exact days or less, Roam im osa makom eretz Yisrael, shayuba Yisrael b'shasariya b'kiva sheni, kagon usha, ushfaram, v'luz, v'yavne, v'nov, utveriok, yotibhen, osin yom echad belvad. We then determine whether or not this was a place that in the days when the Jews went and reconquered Eretz Yisrael in the time of the Second Commonwealth, whether or not there were Jews who had settled there, such as these various places, Usha and Shfarum, v'luz, and Yavne, and Nov, and Tveria, and other ones. So in that case, you make 1 day of Yontif. V'mos ha'makom misuria, k'gon sor v'namesek v'ashkelon k'yotipen, o mi'chutz l'aretz k'gon mitzrayim v'amon u'mov k'yotipen. But if those places were outside of the area which was conquered by the Jews who arose from the exile of Babel and Paras and had come and taken over the land, such as in Syria, like Tzor, Damasek, Ashkelon, or outside of Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim, Ammon, and Moab, and the like. So in that case, Osin Kaminag Avosehen, Shebidehen, Im Yom Echad, Yom Echad, Vim Shnei Yomim, Shnei Yomim. So then they follow the custom of what their forefathers had always done, and it will depend on whether or not we know specifically that Jews had gone there, which we're not certain of. So they follow the custom. If it was 1 day, it's 1 day. If it's 2 days, it's 2 days. Halacha Yud Beis. Malkum Shebeino, Ben Yerushalayim Asarya, Mopachos Me'asara, Hu Surya, Ochot Tharetz, Ben Leminog. However, if it's a place which from it to Yerushalayim was 10 days or less, and it's part of Surya or outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they don't have a set custom, Oshi Irshin is Chachav Midbar Eretz Yisrael, or it's a city which has recently been built, such as in the wilderness of the land of Israel, O Makom Sheshachno Bo Yisrael Ata, or a place where we know specifically right now that Jews had gone and settled it, Osin Shnei Amim Kamenag Rov Olam. So then they make 2 days of Yontif like most places in the world. V'chol Yom Tov Sheni Midivrei Sofrim, V'afilu Yom Tov Sheni Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shakol Osin Oso Bezman Hazeh. And every second day of Yontif is a rabbinic decree, it's an enactment which people must follow, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah, which everybody does nowadays, even the people in Yerushalayim proper. Halacha Yud Gimel, final halacha on the parak. Zesh anu mechashvim bizman hazeh, kol echav echad v'iro, v'omrim shirosh chodesh yom ploni, v'yom tov v'yom ploni. That which we calculate nowadays to determine everybody in their own community, in their own city, that this day is going to be Rosh Chodesh, or the Yontif is going to be on this day, lo b'cheshbon shalanu anu kovin, v'lo alav anu somchim. It's not based on our own calculations, and we're not really relying on this individual. Because nowadays, we know, we are not allowed to go ahead and create leap years or set the months outside of Eretz Yisrael. In fact, we're relying on that calculation that was done by the people in Eretz Yisrael and their setting back in the days when they did. And that which we make our calculations is simply to spread and clarify the matter for everyone, to make it public. Since we know that we're reliant upon those people in Eretz Yisrael, so then we're just calculating to know exactly which day it was that the Bnei Eretz Yisrael had set it on. And it's that which the people in Eretz Yisrael had set it as, that's the day that's going to be Rosh Chodesh, that's the day that's going to be Yom Tov. Again, the Rambam makes it absolutely clear. It has nothing to do with our calculations that we set our calendar. Have a wonderful day.